For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards.
President Trump hosted a roundtable discussion in Washington called Fighting for America's Seniors. It covered a wide range of topics, including the United States' recent departure from the World Health Organization.
The World Health Organization has been very disappointing. To the world, they've been disappointing. And they've been a puppet of China. And so, no, I'm not reconsidering unless they get their act together.
With the new outbreak of the coronavirus in Beijing, World Health Organization officials have been discussing the claim that it might have been caused by imports or packaging of salmon. Here's Dr. Michael Ryan of the WHO Health Emergencies Program.
There have been much research done on the potential for coronaviruses and other viruses to survive on many surfaces, including packaging. In this particular case, I think we need to look at what has happened in this case. I don't believe it's the primary hypothesis, but it needs to be explored.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't gotten a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump hosted a roundtable discussion in Washington called Fighting for America's Seniors. It covered a wide range of topics, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton releasing his tell-all book.
I think it's totally inappropriate that he does a book. I think I gave him a break. He couldn't get Senate confirmed. He was never Senate confirmed the first time. I don't think he's supposed to even be calling himself an ambassador because he couldn't get Senate confirmed. He got in through a little trick.
During that same roundtable discussion, President Trump turned to AG Bill Barr for further clarification on the legality of the release.
People who come to work in the government and have access to sensitive information generally sign an agreement that says that they have to go through a clearance process before they can publish the book. And we don't believe that Bolton went through that process, hasn't completed the process, and therefore is in violation of that agreement.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Supreme Court deals the Trump administration a pair of defeats. Here's USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
In one ruling, the High Court said federal law prohibits workplace discrimination against gay, lesbian, and transgender persons. In other words, workers cannot be fired over sexual orientation or gender identity. The ruling, 6-3, with Chief Justice John Roberts and Trump appointee Neil Gorsuch ruling with the High Court's majority. The court also rejected the administration's bid to throw out a California immigrant sanctuary law that limits local police cooperation with federal immigration authorities. And in another ruling, the court said Atlantic Coast Pipeline can build a natural gas pipeline under a portion of the Appalachian Trail. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Florida man fought off a 13-foot alligator to save his pet dog, Loki. Former Army Staff Sergeant Trent Tweddle and his dog are recovering after a morning walk turned into a nightmare.
The gator grabbed the dog by the front arm and dragged him into the water there. I grabbed the dog's collar to try to pull him back, and I ended up in a tug-of-war match with this gator, and the gator was not letting go. So I let go of the collar, and I got about knee-deep into the water and started pounding on the gator's head until he eventually let go.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards.